Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. A voice for our people, so do utilise it. Yarning up strong here, an hour program, and like I said, across the nation. So give us a call, have your say, yarn about any topic you want to yarn about, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Like I said, a voice for our people. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong, you mob. Let's open up the show with Across the River, Yugal. Do enjoy. Yeah, that daily track across the river, Yugal, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation, you mob. Now, the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, RACGP, General Practice, Health of the Nation Report shows promise for the future of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health, but adequate funding for GPs and Aboriginal health service is critical. We're going to catch up a yarn there with RACGP, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Chair, Professor Peter O'Mara. On the line, Professor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Peter?
So, I'm a Wiradjuri man. Northeast Wiradjuri is my country. I work for Warramai people on Tob Wobber as a GP, where I've been for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Work for Birrapi people at Port Macquarie, where I've been for 15 years. And also for 15 years, I've been working at the University of Newcastle, looking after Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health for them.
It's a bit of a walkabout there. Walkabout journey there, brother.
It is. I do about 85,000 k's a year driving.
There you go. And that's in a pandemic. So, look, fantastic. Very important conversation. We're talking about health. You're saying that funding for GPs and Aboriginal health services is critical.
Absolutely. So, the Health of the Nation report showed that probably more than ever, we've got more GPs wanting to work in Aboriginal health. And, of course, we have a responsibility to make sure that they're culturally safe for our mob to do good medicine. It also showed that in the last 12 months, the majority of Aboriginal people have actually seen a doctor, which is a good thing to get health checks and things like that done. But one of the things that I've seen over the period of time is that the way Aboriginal medical services, for example, are has changed. You know, it's focused more on the Medicare billing, and now what we do know is that Medicare billing financially rewards 5 minutes and but good quality medicine that takes time. Doctors got to spend time with their patient talking about things and working through stuff. That doesn't necessarily get very well rewarded financially for our doctors across the country and for particularly doctors working in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health, because many of our brothers and sisters come in with lots of things going on, unfortunately, and it takes time to work through that and also to connect with people and have a yarn about what's going on in your life.
Exactly.
What's important.
And Professor, nothing beats nothing is better than black on black. And when you got First Nation, doctors working with our mob, that is the best remedy, best medicine, you could say. And so, also, what he's saying there is, First Nation doctor would get more money working mainstream than with First Nation health organisation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, I think largely that's true. I think you'd say if you wanted to work. There are many areas that you could work in to receive good pay. Aboriginal medical services are doing pretty good at paying for what they can afford, but, you know, we don't necessarily want the doctors there who are chasing the money.
Sure.
We want the doctors there who want to make a difference in the world and make a difference for our mob, and largely that's who we get.
Well, you would say 99, if not 100%, of First Nation people who study in the medical world who want to become a doctor is then going back working with mob and helping mob and help close that gap. I think the passion is there anyway, is it not?
I think mostly it is, mate, absolutely. And for me, I was just talking this morning, that was one of my motivations for getting through medicine. You know, when you're exposed to racism and it's really hard, you're thinking one day the mob are going to benefit from me being a doctor, and I get a lot of reward. And as you mentioned about our doctors working in community, you know, there's an instant connection there, and our mob, they feel that our doctors will understand what they're talking about, because it's one thing to talk to someone about something that's bothering you, but when you talk to someone who really understands, it's another level, eh?
Well, nothing beats, nothing's better than, you know, like when you look at it, that their mob are not there, become doctors just to big note themselves. There is passion there. Another thing, that's first and utmost, you know. And then once you've got that that title, then, of course, the family recognises, acknowledges, and then you're representing your family. But the passion of helping your mob, second to none, I think.
Yeah, and see, that's the work that I do at the University of Newcastle. And we have the medical students, nursing students, allied health students, and, you know, these young ones, I have conversations with them, and I've got to tell you, they're so inspiring, their passion and their ideas. They're just inspiring to be around, absolutely.
Exactly. And black doctors then who've got staff underneath them and non-Indigenous staff at that, that's a fantastic position to be in regarding cultural awareness and training and education, a beautiful bridge builder, you could say.
It is, and that occurs like sort of at that level of colleague to colleague too. You know, if you've got the 10 non-Indigenous doctors who work with an Aboriginal doctor, for example, they're going to be doing a lot of learning.
Yes.
And one of the things that I say that if, yeah, and I've said this for years now, that when we train doctors well to do Aboriginal health well, they just become better doctors. So it's a quality training thing, you know, like when and that's true. Like a lot of the doctors who I know, and even who are not Aboriginal doctors but work in Aboriginal health and have been doing it for years, they're just outstanding doctors and outstanding people.
Yes, and I feel as though doctors and professionals at that point need to leave the egos outside. You know what I mean? Come to the table, because we're students for life, are we not, doctor? You know what I mean, professor? And then learn the profession, of course, but also have an open mind for the learning of cultural awareness, bridge building, working with black people, and like I said, let's close that gap. We are all in this together. I could say, you know.
Yeah, everything you said there, brother, is absolutely true and very important, definitely.
Lovely. Professor Peter, thank you very much for the yarn. All the best, and I hope government's listening regarding funding for GPs. Aboriginal health services is critical, and look, we're yarning up strong here, which is a powerful tool on national radio. So thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you. You stay safe.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. That's Professor Peter O'Mara, his name is, RACGP, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Chair, and talking about the funding. It's very important for GPs, and Aboriginal health services is critical. Very important conversation, and deadly black doctors out there leading the way and working for our mob. Professionals at that, they just happen to be black and deadly at that, so too deadly. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Don't know where I'm going, or have I already gone? Hey, clouds are falling, red ray, red sun. Tripping on baby's tears to the beat of December's song. Purple clouds, my soul to every drop of color in the air. Silent stays my room with shadow crosses on the wall. Ships fades away. Time is melting. The sky's more gray. While sorrow paints a picture, things gone astray. Purple clouds, my soul to every drop of color in the air. Yeah, that daily track is Time Pieces by James Scott. And I hope you're enjoying the time here, yarning up strong here on National Talk Black. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trinity, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. On your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. So give me a call and have your say and yarn up strong. There's almost a universal agreement for the link between human activity and climate change among top climate scientists, and an international team of researchers has found that scientific support for link between human activity and climate change has strengthened. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Monash University researcher Dr. John Cook. Dr. John, very good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm good, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne. I just moved here, actually, from the US a few months ago.
Oh, well, welcome to the Big Island. Thank you.
I mean, I'm Australian. I've lived here my whole life.
Oh, there you go. Well, welcome home then, brother. Welcome home. Doctor, a very important conversation. We're talking about scientific support for link between human activity and climate change strengthens. So enlighten us regarding protecting planet Earth and human activity, please.
Yeah, so, basically, what we wanted to look at was what do climate experts think about human-caused global warming? And there's been a number of studies looking at that over the years, and they all find that really overwhelming agreement that humans are causing global warming. But what we wanted to look at in this latest study was, is that changing? And what we found was it's just getting stronger and stronger as the evidence builds up that climate change is real and humans are causing it. The consensus amongst the climate experts is also...
So we as humans are our own worst enemy, you could say.
Yeah, global warming has been happening for decades and we're causing pretty much all of it.
So what do we need to do? And does the government need... Well, all governments need to stand up as well. I mean, the humans aren't there, are they not, supposedly?
Well, it's simple in principle, difficult to pull off. Like, simply, we need to reduce the amount of CO2 emissions to zero. We need to get to net zero, and the science tells us we need to get to net zero by the middle of this century, by 2050. And more and more governments around the world are committing to net zero. Mm-hmm. In principle, our government has committed to it just over the last week, but in terms of actually practically getting there, what they've planned is quite inadequate, and there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
So when we're talking about Mother Earth and where we live, it's a no-brainer, and the government need to stand on it, need to commit to it, and for our future, for our children.
Yeah, I mean, there's often this false dichotomy that's put forward by the government, having to choose between economy and environment. But our economy lives in the environment. We don't have an economy without our environment. So we really need to protect the planet we live on, and in order to have a healthy society.
Would you say, Doctor, that the so-called the business world in regard to the mining or all the big multi-billion-dollar corporations are virtually controlling this conversation?
They've certainly had a disproportionate influence. There's
yes.
a lot of money from industry flowing into politics, and that's a big concern.
Yes,
they have a very loud voice. One of the interesting things in our results, though, was 10 years ago when we ran this survey, we found that the lowest group of, or the scientists with the lowest agreement on human-caused global warming were economic geologists. In other words, scientists working for the fossil fuel industry.
Of course.
Now, only 44% agreed that humans were causing global warming 10 years ago. Now it's up to 84%. That was one of our results.
Yeah.
So there's a famous saying that it's hard to change a person's mind when their paycheck depends on it.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's hard, but it's not impossible. And
it's not impossible.
Seeing that the level of agreement has nearly doubled amongst that group shows that even the people who are scientists working for the fossil fuel industry agree with the science now.
Well, yeah, and what that means, they have to, think about the money situation. Do I run with this pay that I'm getting, fantastic pay, or do I run with my passion, with my heart, and with the knowledge I learn as a scientist and the facts that it's proven that we have climate change happening on planet Earth? And, yeah, so you're thinking of the dollar sign or thinking of your profession and what you know. It's a dilemma, you could say.
Yeah, but it's also kind of a false dilemma because there are so many economic opportunities in going clean. Clean energy produces jobs. It creates a lot of health co-benefits. It's just better all around. So
yes.
I think that that really we need to look at not just avoiding all the terrible impacts of climate change, but also think about the positive benefits that come from transforming the way we use energy.
Yes, but then you're looking at scientists across the table, for and against, and the ones who are against it are the ones getting paid the multi-billion-dollar pay packet, you know?
Yeah, but that even the ones against are an ever-diminishing tiny minority, even the ones who do get paid for it.
Yeah. So scientific support for link between human activity and climate change strengthens. And that's our topic here. And I thank you very much for joining us, Dr. John, and welcome home.
Thanks. It's great to be home. It was such a relief to get back into Australia.
Are you still in lockdown there, Victoria? Yes?
We're on the verge of breaking out, actually, probably Friday or Saturday.
Well, come and join us up here in Cairns, far north Queensland, with the Great Barrier Reef, my friend.
I'm a Queenslander, so
I
can't wait to get back.
Represent. Doctor, thank you. You take care.
Yeah, thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. John Cook. His name is Monash University researcher, and talking about scientific support for link between human activity and climate change strengthens, and making a statement that there are scientists for and against on the other side of the table for people who are against the so-called climate change because they get paid a big amount of money in regard to the business people of the world who got billions of dollars, and they're running the sometimes direct and guide the so-called politicians because of the money. Money is the tool to keep their so-called business, mining, whatever, operating, which is causing climate change and regarding pollution of Mother Earth. And so there's the dilemma, but good conversation. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Murray from the Curry, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, taking it right through to 1 o'clock p.m. So shut up, 12 p.m. That's in Queensland time. 1 o'clock, I have an appointment, but that's later on after lunch. Have your say, Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
lived it twice, I paid the price, heard your lies.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1800 422 416.
Time is passing slowly. Seasons come and go, but the memories of your love still lingers on. Why? I don't know. And your dreams, they all seem to fade away, and the road is so long, waiting for the one who'll bring you home. When you're weary, lay your head upon my heart. Come to me when you need a friend who cares. Come to me when your troubles seem like they'll never end, and I will be there.
Yeah, that daily track has come to me, Viv Edwards. Come to me here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can give me a call and have your say. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. So Yanup Strong, your mob, their transition program gives Yirrkala students a head start at university. We're going to catch up a yarn now with program manager at Jalkiri Foundation. We have Melanie Herdman on the line. Very good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm from Northeast Arnhem Land, and my mob, the Yolngu mob, up okay. here in Northern Territory.
Beautiful. Good country there, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, too, Dudley, yeah. we've got students, a head start at university by a transition program. Gives the Yirrkala students that opportunity. So tell us about it, sis.
Yeah, so we have graduates from the Yirrkala school last year, mm-hmm. and some of them wanted to look at further education.
Good.
And like higher education opportunities for them. So we wanted to create a space for them to sort of have a mixed mode delivery or like a bridging course that yes. allows them to understand what university is like, but also do it in a way that they're comfortable with. So English is not our first language.
Yes.
We speak many dialects in Yolngu. So it's allowing them to be able to comprehend and, you know, make sure that they understand what university is about, but also yeah. if they're looking at discipline, where they want to go and study, understanding, you know, what that means for them and Deadly. What it looks like. So they went to CDU, Charles Darwin University, in Darwin,
yep. mm-hmm.
and had a look at the campus there at Casuarina, and got familiar with some of the classes and how they run, and looking at units and, you know, the sort of work that goes into finishing units, doing assessments, and I guess being exposed to academic language as well, which is very yeah. new for all of them and very huge to take on. So it's just giving them that understanding and exposure to what academic life is like, but also, you know, the opportunities that they might have when they want to go into higher education.
Yeah, no, that's too deadly and a powerful move that is. How many students are we talking, Melanie?
So we have about 6 students.
Mm-hmm. Boys and girls?
Pardon?
Boys and girls?
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Majority of them are girls, but we have 2 fellas there as well.
Deadly.
With them, so I take my hat off for them.
Yes.
Going along and exploring what that might look like for them. But, yeah, it's awesome because they get to work as a group to identify those opportunities. But also, I guess, the thing that we want to ensure is that they also are looking at their personal growth and what that means for them,
exactly.
you know, going away from community
exactly.
or looking at mixed mode, learning online and, you know, I guess understanding what that's going to mean for them and their community and their family and their commitments back home.
Well, exactly. And they're traveling as a group, which is a fantastic concept as well. So they're in yeah. this together. They've got the support with their fellow students from their country. And that in itself is a strong foundation to go further.
Yeah.
To do
yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah.
How long have you been the program manager at Jalkiri Foundation, their sister?
Yeah, so Jalkiri is in its infancy at the okay. moment, but this concept has been a part of my vision for the last 6 years.
Yes.
So, yeah, Jalkiri is a new organisation set up to be led by Yolngu for Yolngu.
Yes.
And really, I guess, creating those pathways and opportunities in existing or new initiatives. Whether it's education, employment, career pathways, but looking at it from a holistic view and
yes.
Individualizing how we support, guide, and advocate for you know, individual Yolngu people to access whether it's higher education or career opportunities or succession planning the way that they want, not what how we want exactly. to see it, but that individual, and we're just there as support for them.
Sure. Have we the students mentioned what sort of subjects were they looking at, or what sort of professions?
Yeah, I'm so excited that not everyone is going for the same discipline.
Good.
So we have one of the students who completed and came out with a high ATAR from year 12. She's looking at nursing.
Okay.
Young girl looking at nursing with an outlook into medicine into the future.
Yes.
We also have a young girl who is interested in law. So looking at the pathways into a Bachelor of Law. And CDU have a pre-law program. That sort of a bridge between like looking at and I guess exposing them to law or pre-law and then allowing them to transition into that bachelor as smooth as possible. And then we also have a couple of the two other girls that are interested in the education space.
Okay.
Which I guess is something strong and that has been strong in our region.
Yes.
You know, we have bilingual teachers in the Yirrkala school, so that's something that they were inspired, I guess, by their teachers wanting to pursue education.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And then the two young fellas looking at music and the arts and looking at so those opportunities. To look at that through further education, but also, you know, what that means for them back in community. So really sort of wanting them to explore what they want, but then looking at holistically what does that mean for them in terms of study, but also back in their community, what are the benefits that that's going to provide to them, what are the challenges going to be, what are the opportunities, and, you know, give them that holistic support rather than just sending them off on a program and expecting them to, you know, go through university or doing higher education alone.
Well, exactly, and it's a team effort, and I will say that the support across this country with First Nation organisations, you mentioned like nursing there, and I thought straight away to CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and Professor Roy Ann West, who's the CEO and leads that organisation, the support for young black nurses, you know, male and female, that is there for them, you know, and then you talk about those students who want to become teachers, bilingual teachers, on their community, and there's inspiration by watching the other teachers before them. Powerful. And the music, you know, we belongs to music, us black people in this country, so there's two deadly fellas there, deadly in that space. So support is fantastic, and let the deadly students know that they're not alone, and support around would be arms open across this country in all different industries to support and help them.
Yeah.
And we need more black successes in this world, my sister, and especially not on the football field, in the university as well, Melanie. So you're doing a deadly job there, my sister.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing. A big shout out to those deadly students, and keep in touch and what they're doing and how it goes. And we also like to promote beautiful black successes. So thank you, sister.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
All the best to you. You take care. Eh?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Adelia Young there. Melanie Herdman, her name is, Program Manager at Jalkiri Foundation, and talking about the transition program, which gives our Yirrkala students a head start at university. And we're talking about six students there, and a group of six students who completed year 12 at Yirrkala Bilingual School and attending a mixed mode black version, a block version, they are black, a block version of the tertiary enabling program called TEP. So fantastic, more black successes, and getting our young ones through school, closing that gap, and success breeds success. Have you saying Yana Strong? About 15 minutes left on the program, and that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with Baldwin here, Trevor, Tim, Trudy, Trevor, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the mob. Going to catch up Yana now with Arnold Murray on the line. Arnold, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. First of all, before you start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
From Cherbourg.
Cherbourg, represent.
Waka Waka country.
Okay, brother. Thank
and,
you.
Also, Gary, up on the Kai, my great grandmother's side, and Gary Gabba, my great grandfather's side.
Lovely. And former mayor of Cherbourg. Is that right, brother?
Yeah.
Represent. They all know you.
They done a Donald Trump on me.
They're joking. Donald Trump on you. Hey, good to be yarning with you, brother. And what's your call? What's your yarn today, my brother?
Just, you know, with all due respect, you know, to that young girl over in Western Australia with Mission.
Yeah.
You know, they put $1 million up for her.
But, $1 million up there for looking for the search of her, yep.
Yeah. But it breaks your heart and the government can't, you know, put up money for, you know, the three young children who went missing in Maribel.
Yes, okay, I hear your point there. And said love and thoughts are going out to the family of the young girl in WA, and we're talking about a non-Indigenous girl.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about Barrowville and our black kids who go missing and not sort of money's like that at the table.
Nothing for them. You know, God bless their family down there.
You make a good point, brother.
Yeah, I want to go down there, you know, and mob, you know, because I don't know what the pain they're going through, but you can imagine, you know.
Sure.
When the government, they put up, you know, so much money, you know, to just get information, you know. And I said to some people, you know, I said, these three children, indigenous children, they never went out in the bush and killed themselves. Someone, you know, someone killed them. And, there's nothing there for them. God bless them, you know.
Yeah, God bless them. You make a very good point there, you know. There's big money thrown out when the loss of a child or search for somebody.
Yeah.
Especially children. But there's a different amount of money when we talk about white and black.
Yeah, white and black, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go down to Barrow. Yeah, so.
Mm.
I'd love to go to visit all the mob, you know.
Well, exactly.
On the COVID list.
Yeah, when all the COVID left, that's right, the world we live in at the moment, Arnold.
Yeah, well, I got my first Pfizer.
Okay, you got your jab, and you got a second one coming, yep?
Yeah, mate.
So as a former mayor of Cherbourg, brother, your message is clear then by the fact that you got your first jab, that it's important for our mob to get the jab?
Yeah, well, you know, they said we're going to go into lockdown. You know, we got a lot of families coming from Brisbane all over. Well, I were coming home for, you know, to have Christmas.
Yeah.
And Marvin Sherbin want to go away for Christmas. But, you know, it'll come Christmas time and we're in lockdown, you know?
Yeah. So probably a message going out to the mob there. If you're coming home to your community, make sure you got the jab because you could be bringing COVID-19 to the community.
Yep. And, you know, same with my mob, Marvin Sherbin, you know, go get the jab and, let's all be safe, you know?
Yeah, let's all be safe.
Look after our old heroes who built Sherbin for us, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, all the old people, that's what I understand that
one. Well, we're vulnerable, especially our elders, brothers, you know, we need to protect them, you know?
Yep, that's right. They looked after us for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's out here now.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
well, you make a couple of good points there, my brother. One about the money difference regarding a lost child, black or white. And then you also talking about the COVID-19 and getting the jabs done.
Did you get yours?
Yeah, good choice.
Did you get yours?
I did mine, yes. I got mine, yes. I got my two jabs. Wuchopin represent, health organisation here, thank you.
Richard Rogan said you never got it.
Nah, Richard Rogan don't know. He went and got jab and then we got pregnancy test. He pregnant, that fella.
Knock it off. Good to hear your voice, my brother.
You too, my brother. Thank you very much, Arnold, and all the best there for the mob there, Cherbourg.
Yeah, I want to do a big shout out to all the mob up in Narrabri, all over in Torres Strait Island. I've got a lot of friends all over the place. And
you have.
All do it safe for our old people and our next generation.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Thank you very much. All the best, Brother Arnold.
All the best, my brother.
You deadly, Murray. That's Arnold Murray, former mayor of Cherbourg, and a couple of statements there talking about the difference of money that the government puts out regarding finding lost children, white compared to black. And he's thinking of the family there in WA, young a non-Indigenous girl gone missing and $1 million at the table and help search party and finding her. But in regard to, example, black kids, three black kids, Burrowville, and money at the table. So that's what he's stating. Then also talk about the jab, and he got his first jab as former mayor of Cherbourg, Aboriginal community, and he's about to get his second one. And he's highlighting that we should all get the jab or have that conversation with our First Nation health organisations about the jab and stop listening to all the stuff on social media, on Facebook, Sookbook, I call it. So go and have the proper yarn and talk about getting the jab and let's fight this pandemic. There's no one that has died from getting the jab. And people have died from COVID-19, the disease itself. So go figure. Have you say Yarn Up Strong? 10 minutes left on the program, 1-800-422-416. Here's Dayama, our Leather Stick Band. Do enjoy.
nature alive, to the lost song and dance that we had to abide. It happened long ago in the creation dust, when the spirits arose from the sweet grove.
Young girl, Francis Williams, here on your daily program, National Talkback. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, your brother. Yeah, brother, good to hear Brother Arnold Murray and
yes.
Greg from down near Rocky somewhere. They must be picking up the program, brother.
Yeah, exactly, brother. Yes.
Yeah. Brother, I just wanted to pick you up on that after ringing. The sick book and the social media, and I told you about that doctor, brother. When I stopped drinking, you know, what's wrong with just saying no? There's nothing wrong with saying no. You know, when girls are raped, you know, they tell blokes no. It shouldn't be an issue, brother. If you say no, you say no.
Well, and no matter how far you're going into the movement of that relationship or the physical contact there, as soon as the lady says no, stop, move on.
That's right. That's right,
exactly, brother.
Same with people that don't want the vax. If they say no, just leave that. Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
About that, brother? We just say no, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Okay, so there it is, and that's Selwyn stating his point as well, that, you can say no. It is your choice in regard to, you know, COVID-19. And the example he gave is in regarding, you know, women. When a lady says no and you're with her and she says no, then you stop. So there it is, you know. No excuse for it. Have your say, yarn up strong. 5 minutes left on the program, your mob, squeezing the yarn. Let's go to JW Justin Wellington, featuring Small Jam, Oiko Oiko.
Hey, yo, big wave. Tell him I come. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko ane, chokin' mo fina anane, chokin' mo fina ne. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you, life don't get no better. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Aiko, aiko ane, chokin' mo fina anane, chokin' mo fina ne.
Okay, your mama ngwele, step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, detail rewinding, take it to the island way. Okay, your baby mama, put on your dancing shoes. One drop it, pop it low now, take it to the max now. Jam in the small jam way, jam in the small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie, dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about
hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now. Aiko, aiko, ane, chokin' mo fina, anane, chokin' mo fina, ane.
Let me take it from here. Salomon girl, straight up, right, hoochie mama, make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies with a doggy doggy. I'm jumping island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping on me beat, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping, we jumping the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the island. Grab your shoes, let me two by two, and then we shine it bright like diamonds. Talking about
hey now.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body backwards.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind up, go down again.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body backwards.
Twist it back.
We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Yeah, Yeah, Two Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Blast. Come to time where Murray got to say goodbye, you mob. But I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. 24-7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Big shout out to all our First Nation health health organisations in regard to the jab, getting the jab done, doing the fantastic work. We need to do more work there. Stay safe, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Nice yarn in you, as always. Thank you for your company. Too Deadly.